sitting here in front of us, got Monopoly set up. This was my Christmas present. So we're going to start a little game. And speaking of games, Georgia, brings out the best in us or the worst?
Well, we're about to find out. Yes, to tell us a bit about the psychology of board games, I'm joined by Mike Paik from Anglia Ruskin University.
Hello.
To start with, why are board games, in all their shapes and sizes, so popular, would you say?
Well, I think they offer people a chance to practice skills that they wouldn't get in real life normally. So it's a bit like playing with animals. For example, kittens play fighting, and that helps them hone their reaction times and their hunting skills without actually threatening them. So it's a bit like that with us. So when you play something like Monopoly, it gives you a chance to be a cutthroat business person and bankrupt your granny without actually causing any long-term harm.
Without actually ending up with a bankrupt granny at the end of the day. If this is a form of kind of practicing real life, is there any evidence that playing board games can actually make you any smarter?
There's a lot of different skills involved with board games, and if board games are a sign of performance in real life, then I'm doomed because I was really bad at the game of life. I always used to get bankrupted in the last few stages of the game, but psychologists have studied more serious board games like chess for many years, and they found that there's a lot of expertise associated with the game, but that doesn't necessarily generalize to other games. But I think just a general give and take of playing games and learning simple rules does help children, for example, develop their cognitive skills for later in life.
And why is it the board games? Actually, how are you guys getting on?
We're already becoming property magnates over here. I own Angel Islington, so someone, who's the hat?
Connie
owes me rent. Peter's already bought up the whole of Whitechapel. We're back in the good old days when you could own Whitechapel for 60 quid.
This brings me into, why does Monopoly make some people, I'm thinking of Chris here, so competitive?
Well, some people might say it was down to testosterone, but I'm sure that's true. I think because it is like a simulation of real life, a lot of the rewards that we get from really winning, really getting money, still motivate us when we're playing games. So even Monopoly money can be motivating.
But they always seem to end in arguments. I'm hoping it doesn't today, but I know at my family home there's been dogs and irons thrown around many times in the past.
Well, yeah, people get very annoyed by cheating, for example. So that most families have at least one person who's known as the family cheat. And there's some that argue that humans are specially geared up for spotting cheaters. So we're very conscious of rules when they apply to social behavior, especially, and social contracts. So because we live in social societies, we benefit from altruism and the reciprocity of living in groups, but we also have to watch out for cheating. So we seem to be particularly sensitive to cheating, even if it's only a game.
Can psychology actually help us to maybe get better at games, win a little more? I'm thinking of cheating in a different way now.
Well, it's funny. I was looking at an interview with a guy called Rick Marinaccio, who was the world champion Monopoly player a few years ago. And he takes it very seriously and says he actually looks for his opponent's weaknesses and exploits them. But in terms of things like chess, we know that to become an expert, you need to put in about 10 years or 10,000 hours of practice to become something like grandmaster. So
no easy shortcut to beating my family at Monopoly. Well, thank you very much, Mike. That was Mike Paik from Anglia Ruskin.
Okay, thanks.
How are you all getting on with Monopoly?
They're already getting so competitive, they've forgotten that they're actually on a radio programme at the same time. But I've had to depart from the game temporarily. I owned two properties within that time. It certainly takes a little longer to own an equivalent property portfolio these days. You can see the game rules clearly need an update, don't they?
And how?
I think we should have quantitative easing on the board now. That should be the new thing for Christmas. Now,